see, you're not a bad looking bird, right? And I reckon I could pull you just for one night or two, till you sussed out that I was a bit shallow and not really all that fit. Don't like you. Trouble is, I'm a bit of a git, but I don't know it. I thought, you're beautiful. Your face lit off like the lights of my local Burger King. My heart started racing and my head sort of went ping. I hadn't felt like this since I was on holiday with my parents in Trim. And I picked up this girl in a karaoke bar and we had a bit of a fling. I was besotted and followed her round like a dog on a string, till she turned round and told me to hook my sling. She was a bit like that, dyslexic.
Don't you cry, mate. She thinks you're a brat. She don't really want you. There's plenty more chips in the shop. Buy a bag, mate, 'cause chips don't make you feel bad. Not like girls do. She'll never let you get your leg over.
I'd like to take you somewhere nice, where you could get a half a chicken or a battered sausage for a decent price. Or we could go down the Taj and have a chicken korma and some rice. If you liked it, we could even have cod and chips twice. If my shrapnel would run to it, but I could tell from her eyes that she thought I was a fat git. Oi, what's going on?
Pack it in.
There'll be claret.
Pack it in.
She's your old sheep.
Pack it in.
Pick your window, you're leaving.
Buy a pie, mate. Pies are much tastier than girls are. There's plenty more out in the fridge. Mushroom pie, mate. Your pie will always really love you. But she'll never let you get your leg over.
I put my hand on her hand and she put her hand where my other hand had been. Then I put my other hand on her chin and I just looked straight at her. I said, from this angle you look a bit fatter. She said, you're smudging my makeup and your hand's all covered in batter. I said, but we're in love, babe, does it really matter? She said, yes, get your hands off me, you nutter. At that single moment, I felt my life turn around. I think I dropped one, but she didn't hear the sound. She just looked at me and wrinkled her nose a bit and frowned. Then my life flashed before me like I'd been run over by a bus or drowned. And I threw up on her shoes and collapsed on the ground. Probably because of the 15 pints I just downed. Funny, she never called me back.